Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. I enjoy hearing from listeners. Stay in touch by email at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. You can also get updates and prize giveaway info by liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish. The official website of Simply Scottish is www.simplyscottish.com. And you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. In the iTunes program or app, just search Simply Scottish and access previous and upcoming episodes for free. On this episode of Simply Scottish, we celebrate the life and work of Robert Burns, Scotland's national poet. His birthday is celebrated every January 25th with Burns Night events around the world. First, here's music from Eddie Redder. From her album The Songs of Robert Burns, this is the medley Willie Stewart and Molly Rankin.
You're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. The snare of flower that blooms in me, the tap so welcomes thou art. Come, bumpers high, express your joy, the bowl we must renew it. The tappet hen guy, bring our Ben to welcome Willie Stewart.
You're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart.
This narrow of flower that blooms in me, the tap so welcomes thou art. Foes be strong and friends be slack, their action must they rue it. May women on him turn her back, the bring thee Willie Stewart.
You're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart.
This narrow flower that blooms in me, the tap so welcomes thou art. Flower, it grows, it feeds, it falls, and nature cannot renew it. But worth and truth, eternal youth, we'll give to Willie Stewart. May she whose arms shall enfold thy charms possess a loyal and true heart. To her be given, to him a heaven she holds in Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. The snare of flower that blooms in me, the tap so welcomes thou art.
Welcome, Willie Stewart.
Oh, you're welcome, Willie Stewart. The snare of flower that blooms in me, the tap so welcomes thou art.
Thank you.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. As one modern edition of his poetry states, the myth that has grown up around Robert Burns, Scotland's greatest popular poet, has sometimes obscured his original poetic gifts. This is very true. Say his name to people in or out of Scotland, and you're likely to get a different interpretation and account each person you ask. Burns was born in Alloway, in Ayrshire, on Scotland's west coast in 1759, one of seven children born to Robert and Agnes. Robert Sr. was a cotter, or tenant farmer, and gave his son a quality early education. Burns was also taught Latin, French, and mathematics from a few local teachers. At age seven, the family had to sell their first house and move to another farm. The young Burns worked alongside his father and became the principal labourer by age 15. His first attempt at poetry, "Oh, Once I Loved a Bonnie Lass," came out of a boyhood romance with Nellie Kilpatrick, who assisted the family during harvest time. Burns' mother was musically inclined and must have shared this with her children. At 20, Burns joined a dancing school. He continued to write poems and songs until his father's death in 1784, when he moved his family to a farm at Mossgiel near Mauchlin. Here he met Jean Armour, whom he eventually married in 1788, after the couple had two sets of twins. But these were not his first children. He had Elizabeth in 1785 with his mother's servant Elizabeth Patton. And around the same time as he met Jean Armour, he was falling in love with Mary Campbell. Yes, this is a side of Burns that did not endear him to the elders of the local kirk he attended, and earned him a reputation of dissoluteness. It also inspired numerous love poems by Burns. When offered a bookkeeping position in Jamaica, he would write, "Will you go to the Indies, my Mary, and leave old Scotia's shore?" But he didn't go to Jamaica. In an attempt to pay for his passage, and while embroiled in difficulties with Jean Armour's family, Burns sent some of his poems to a local printer in Kilmarnock. The collection, called Poems Chiefly in the Scottish Dialect, and known commonly as the Kilmarnock Edition, sold for 3 shillings and included some of his best poems, including the Twa Dugs, Address to the Deal, The Cotter's Saturday Night, and To a Mouse. It was an instant success. Here's a few stanzas from The Cotter's Saturday Night. From scenes like these, old Scotia's grandeur springs, that makes her loved at home revered abroad. Princes and lords are but the breath of kings, an honest man's the noblest work of God. And certes, in fair virtue's heavenly road, the cottage leaves the palace far behind. What is a lordling's pomp, a cumbrous load, disguising oft the wretch of humankind, studied in arts of hell, in wickedness refined? O Scotia, my dear, my native soil, for whom my warmest wish to heaven is sent, long may thy hardy sons of rustic toil be blessed with health and peace and sweet content. And oh, may heaven their simple lives prevent from luxury's contagion, weak and vile. Then, howe'er crowns and coronets be rent, a virtuous populace may rise the while, and stand a wall of fire around their much-loved isle. O thou who poured the patriotic tide that streamed through Wallace's undaunted heart, who dared to nobly stem tyrannic pride, or nobly die the second glorious part. The patriot's god, peculiarly thou art, his friend, inspirer, guardian, and reward. Oh, never, never Scotia's realm desert, but still the patriot and the patriot bard in bright succession raise her ornament and guard.
Yeah. of sea, they can know what features carriage and all that. Gie me love in her eye, Kurt. Love till love Max saw the sport. Let love sparkle in her e. Let her loony man but me. That's the talk of get I prize. There the lover's treasure lies. Hither seek they can know what features carriage and all that. Gie me love in her eye, Kurt. Love till love Max saw the sport. Let love sparkle in her ee. Let her loony man but me. That's the talk or get I prize. There the lover's treasure lies.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. The song you just heard was from a 12-volume set called Robert Burns, The Complete Songs, from Lynn Records. On this episode, we celebrate the life and work of Robert Burns, Scotland's national bard. In 1786, the first collection of Burns' poetry was published, known as the Kilmarnock Edition. It was immensely successful and contained many of Burns' most well-known poems. Burns postponed his plans to move to Jamaica for work, and the following year the first edition of his poems was published in Edinburgh. The capital's aristocracy and literati embraced Burns, including a young Walter Scott, who described Burns with great admiration. His person was strong and robust, his manners rustic, not clownish, a sort of dignified plainness and simplicity which received part of its effect, perhaps, from knowledge of his extraordinary talents. In Edinburgh he fostered numerous relationships, including romances with Agnes MacLehose and Jenny Clough, with whom he had a son in 1788. He also met James Johnson, a music engraver and seller who shared a love of old Scottish songs and a passion for preserving them. Burns contributed hundreds of his own songs to collections of Scots music, including the Scots Musical Museum. In 1787, Burns travelled to the Scottish Highlands and Borders, collecting traditional Scottish songs, sometimes revising and expanding them. He accepted no fee for this work, considering it his patriotic duty to help preserve Scottish music traditions. In 1788, the first American edition of Burns' poetry was released in Philadelphia and later New York. The same year, he resumed his relationship with Jean Armour and moved to Ellis Land Farm near Dumfries. Here he wrote the famous song Auld Lang Syne and Tam O'Shanter. Burns was also preparing to switch careers from farmer to excise man. A few years later, he gave up the farm and the manual labour that had sapped his health for years. Burns was an active member of the Dumfries community until his death in 1796 of rheumatic heart disease. He was only 37 years old. He was buried the same day as his son Maxwell was born. This is Simply Scottish. When we return, how Robert Burns is remembered and celebrated today. First, here's another of Burns' well-known songs, Green Grow the Rashes, O, on Simply Scottish.
Among the lasses, oh, the worldly race me riches chase, and riches still may fly. material. Swears the lovely dears her noblest work she classes. Oh, her prentice hand she tried on man, and then she made the lassies. Oh, green grow the rushes. Oh, green grow the rushes. Oh, the sweetest doors that ever I spent were spent among the lasses. Oh, green grow the rushes. Oh, green grow the rushes. Oh, the sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses. Oh.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. On this episode, the life, work and legacy of Scotland's national poet, Robert Burns. As with many people of influence, Burns became more well known after his death. His work influenced many poets and writers after him, including William Wordsworth, Samuel Taylor Coleridge and Percy Shelley. His use and promotion of the Scots language inspired Alan Ramsay, Robert Ferguson and Hugh McDermott. In Russia, Burns became the people's poet and became a source of inspiration for the ordinary, oppressed Russian people. In the US, we see his legacy in the title of John Steinbeck's 1937 novel Of Mice and Men, taken from Burns's poem To a Mouse. And when asked for the source of his greatest creative inspiration, singer Bob Dylan said Burns' 1794 song A Red, Red Rose. And then there's the tradition of Burns clubs and Burns suppers across the world. Merchants born in Ayrshire, some of whom had known Burns, started the first Burns club in Greenock in 1801. Their mission? To cherish the name of Robert Burns, to foster a love of his writings, and generally to encourage an interest in the Scottish language and literature. Today there are close to 1,200 clubs around the globe with similar missions. On the poet's birthday, January 25th each year, Burns suppers are held by many of these clubs and organisations. A typical Burns supper includes the Selkirk Grace, the piping of the haggis, a recitation of Burns' poem addressed to the haggis, plenty of song and dance, and a chance for everyone to join hands and sing another Burns favourite, Auld Lang Syne. Here's Mae McKenna singing A Fond Kiss.
A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, and then forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee. Who shall say that fortune grieves him while the star of hope she leaves him? Me nae cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair aroon be night. mercy nothing could resist my Nancy, but to see her was to love her, love but her, and love forever. Had we never loved, say kindly, had we never loved, say blindly, never met or never parted, we had ne'er been broken hearted. Fare thee weel, thou first and fairest, fare thee weel, thou best and dearest. Thine be ilka joy and treasure, peace, enjoyment, love and pleasure. A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in hair-drawn tears, I'll pledge thee, warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee.
You've been listening to Simply Scottish. For more information on Robert Burns, check out the podcast section of our website, www.simplyscottish.com, where you'll find links to Burns' books and websites. There's also a free app available for smartphones that gives you convenient access to Burns' poems and songs, a biography, and information on how to host a Burns supper of your own. Find it in the iTunes App Store or at the Android Market. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Visit the podcast section of www.simplyscottish.com for a music playlist and links to Robert Burns' books and websites. And while you're online, like us on Facebook for podcast updates and prize giveaways. And if you have iTunes, you can subscribe to Simply Scottish and get new episodes automatically. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for another exploration of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening. Five and
Tudor is 3 times 3 mark 9. I'll swear by Elka's score and line, this lad will deal.